It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Now 3rd and 3 for Tennessee, 48 seconds left from the 32. Shotgun snap to Tannehill, delayed handoff to Hilliard, runs up the middle, big gainer across the 40 to the 50, out of a tackle by McCourty, goodbye! Hilliard has gone to the end zone! Touchdown, Tennessee!
What a backbreaker. What an absolute gashing backbreaker.
Hour number two, Felger and Maz. Now, that was another huge swing and maybe the low point of the game.
Without question.
3rd and 3 draw play. Closing seconds, minutes of the second quarter.
It felt like it was supposed to be like a throwaway play. Just to like kill clock and get to the half.
And Hilliard runs basically untouched, 68 yards.
Pretty much.
Into the end zone. So your thoughts there, Maz?
Oh, horrible. Again, so this is one where you say Tennessee hung in the game. Isn't that really about bad defense? That's just bad defense. I'm sorry. And the guy I blame more than anybody there is McCourty. Dude, you're the guy at the lighthouse.
He looked flat-footed there, didn't he?
You are the guy at the lighthouse. The one thing you cannot let happen against that team who has no receivers, none. You can't let a guy run 68 yards at the end of the half to get a touchdown and get them in the game when you basically have been dominating them. I mean, and I mean shutting them. They're not going to score. They're not going to score unless you make an egregious mistake because they have no weapons. And you let them go 68 yards for a touchdown.
That was the one holy crap they might be stupid moment in that game because that looked like everybody else. I couldn't believe that they gave that up.
I was appalled. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I was so stunned at that play. I said, you've got to be kidding me. You want to give up 10 yards? Give up 10 on a run. Fine. No problem. You let him go 68?
So there was a lot of action there in that sequence, and I thought that was another big swing there at the end of the second quarter. Okay, so again, you're up 13-6. You're up 13-6. Tennessee gets the ball back with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. You're up 13-6, and I put a star and said big drive. You know, this is sort of a momentum kind of moment. If the Pats can hold Tennessee off the board here, they get the ball to start the third quarter, and you're off and running, and this thing could get out of control. And what happens on that Tennessee drive? You force a fumble. That was the first Tennessee fumble. Hilliard up the middle. He had a good gain, and that was Godchow got his big mitten there, stripped the ball, and you get the ball back. Okay, big play. Then you go down, and you get a field goal. Now, Jones missed Hunter Henry on that drive. It should have been a touchdown, but you did get a field goal out of it. So now you're 16-6, and now there's less than 2 minutes left in the freaking quarter. Okay, there's 102 when you kick that field goal. There's 102 on the clock. So now you're 10 points up. You got that momentum swing. You stopped them. You actually got 3 bonus points out of it. Now you're just at the halftime. Get out of there. Up 16-6. Get the ball to start the third, and you're on your way. They get Tennessee in a 3rd-and-3 at their 32, and that's when Hilliard breaks it up the middle for that touchdown run, making a 16-13 game at half and changes the whole tenor of the game. So this is what I thought this game was, Maz. It was, you know, on the verge of the Patriots breaking it open, Tennessee hanging in there. You're on the verge of breaking it open, they hang it in there. They hang in there. And Tennessee kept coming at you, and you outlasted them.
I see. I looked at it differently.
And I give the Patriots credit for that.
I know. So did Tennessee really hang in there on that 68-yard run, or did the Patriots blow it?
Nope. Tennessee has a knack for doing this. They play a lot of close games, man.
Okay. But again, a 68-yard run with Dalton Hilliard? With Dalton Hilliard.
I'm just telling you, I think it's totally in Tennessee's makeup to do it the way they did it yesterday.
I like Tennessee's makeup, too. I'll just tell you that play had nothing to do with makeup. He barely got touched. He barely got touched.
Oh, this is true.
He went through the hole and ran down the field, and McCourty whiffed. Like, I how does a Bill Belichick team allow that play? That one to me was mind-blowing. I was floored by that.
Yeah, you said, McCourty got caught flat-footed. It's almost like they were just waiting for them to kind of kill clock and go into the half. I think they were half asleep on that play.
Like a long touchdown pass or something, then someone blows an assignment. I half get that. Like, somebody was in the wrong place.
50-50 ball, something.
Yeah,
like
something
that
got screwed up. A 68-yard run? I was flabbergasted. I was completely blown away by that.
Okay, probably the low point of the day for the Patriots. Back to your reaction here on a reentry Monday. Nolan in the car. Go ahead, Nolan.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I woke up Monday, again, happy as a Pats fan that they won, but that run defense just looked awfully insane. You guys are talking about the 68-yard run, but more than that, they're breaking off runs of 8, 9, 10 yards consistently, and that Tennessee team was just a bunch of ass clowns. And you're going into the AFC, you got teams like the Bengals with Joe Mixon. You got the Colts coming up with Jonathan Taylor. He's in the conversation MVP. And I just don't know if they have the right defense in place right now. Everyone's talking about them like they're the best defense in football. Scoring-wise, yeah, but if you're going to let 270 against a team that knows how to put the ball in the end zone, I really think you're screwed.
Okay, I'm with you. If you start to spring leaks again on the ground, you're in trouble. So I'm going to treat that as a one-off because they've been so good for the last couple months.
I agree. I'm not alarmed yet.
So let's see. You know, they have a bad week.
It looked more like that first month or so of the season, but it felt like they cleaned that up. But the Titans, that's what they do. Their offense is like ground and pound even without Derrick Henry.
So if that's what you're going to be as a defense, then okay, fine. I will be concerned. But until that time, I'm going to treat it as a one-off. Tony in Canada. Tony, get that out of your mouth. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, Felger. Well, I was going to call in just talk about Mac Jones, but I think most of the last few callers already covered what I want to say, so I'll change the subject or the question. For Belichick this year, I'm hearing a lot of people talking about him that he may be chosen as the coach of the year. Does that also go, like, in terms of how he's drafted and who he's picked up in free agency? What would you guys say about that? Would you consider him also the GM of the year?
Sure.
I'll hang up and listen to your call.
Yeah, Pioli won Executive of the Year. I don't know if Caserio ever won Executive of the Year. Bill doesn't get the Executive of the Year. So it would be Ziegler or whoever has that top title if they handed it out.
But for all intents and purposes, it would be Belichick if one of those guys won it.
Exactly. Just like when Pioli won it or whoever won it, it was really Bill. So no doubt about it.
Now you got to make me think about the league and what else everybody else did. I mean, I don't know. He's done a very good job coaching. So
he's in the discussion. Absolutely.
I mean, this is another one that it just doesn't float my boats like it might you out there. If you care about him winning coach of the year, he should definitely be in the top three.
Now, for this kind of turnaround in 1 year? Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know who else. Again, tell me who else would be
Cliff Kingsbury
in the running for that. Okay, right. So it's usually a bad team that has overachieves what our preseason expectation of them were.
Yeah, or a team that's had adversity during the course of the year. Like I think you could probably make a little bit of an argument for John Harbaugh. Baltimore's had a crap ton of injuries. Crap ton. They're hanging around. So a couple of weeks ago, people were saying Mike Tomlin. I don't see no. that. I'm sorry.
Harbaugh, for sure. You watch that team. I don't know how the hell that they are currently the number one seed in the AFC.
But just like I would say about his team, I would say about Bill. He's in it. He's in it. He played himself back in it. Good for him.
Dan and Quincy, I know Bill's got Danny's vote. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I will say this, Felger. I felt the game was a lot closer than the score indicated. And I do. I totally agree with you. The game turned on that missed throw, that would have been a touchdown. That, and the concern on that play was that the receiver was wide open. That's the concern. Okay, but I want to get to McDaniels. But, Tony, you talk about the luck factor, Tony. And you said it a few weeks ago. Every championship drive has a lot of luck.
Absolutely. Feeling,
you know. Okay, and I totally agree with you. Okay, that ball that got punched out was 1 yard from going out of bounds. If that ball goes out of bounds, Titans retain possession on that one. And I don't know if it's even coached anymore, Felger, but they usually teach the runners to switch the ball to the sideline hand so it doesn't happen. But anyways, it happened. I'm glad it didn't go out of bounds. But McDaniels, twice they get down to the 8 yard line. Again, this friggin' guy in the low red zone, twice he got down there. The first two plays on each drive, if I'm not mistaken, hand off, and then they resort to the pass where they, you know, I just want to see one play action. Take a shot at the end zone on a first down. Keep the quarterback under center. Under center. No shotgun, because you know he sucks in the red zone. And the other thing, okay, the one thing I do think they improved on is the penalties. Four penalties for 35 yards. I don't think they had a holding call, and I don't think they had a delay of game or a false start. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but that's something you can hang your hat on, you know?
Okay, Danny, thanks for the call, as always.
Their one real dumb penalty yesterday, if you can even call it that, was the roughing the passer on Matthew Judon. But, I mean, that's just the way they call that thing now. I don't even think it was really that dumb a call.
Was that the right call?
I think no. I think it's too over-officious the way that they call that thing now, but that's how they call it now.
I mean, by letter of the law, yes.
Was it inconsistent with how they call it across the league?
Well, so I feel like that call is inconsistent. Sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. You know, landing on the quarterback, right? So, like, it's
it looked clean to me.
Right. When does exactly, like, to me, that was always one that was more about picking the guy up and falling on him. If you're just tackling the guy at the waist and you're falling forward, like, to me, that one shouldn't be called. But Judon, to his credit, took accountability for it, and he said, the next time I'm going to roll so that he doesn't land on him.
Mario in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Mario.
I got two quick points for you. The second one you guys are going to absolutely hate because you guys hate when people give Bill props. But first one, I give him complete credit for that win yesterday. Murray, you got to get past Brady. It's the Mac Train era now. He's being controlled. Roll with him. It's time to move on. Second point is Bill a genius. I mean, the fact that they've been absolutely fantastic against the run this year and they gave up 270 yards rushing, that's on tape now. Do you think Buffalo is going to take a look at that and think that, you know, the Patriots can be run on? And
no.
They'll quickly figure they'll
well, so,
quickly
but
figure
but hold on, Mario. So you're saying they did it on purpose to bait the Bills into running or something like that?
And I know you guys.
No. I'm sorry. Answer that question. Do you think they did it on purpose to bait the Bills into running?
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, okay. My God.
This is why.
See, I missed that.
This is why I have a tone issue sometimes. So now you know why. It's a call like that.
So I mean, so that's ridiculous.
You may take tone with him. I'm not saying that.
No, I understand. I'm not taking it.
No, I know. I'm talking to Murray.
It's yeah,
like,
Murray.
So like when you're in your Blunami, like when you're in with that, when you're in the Brady takes cyclone there with a guy like that, then I get your attitude. I get it.
Yeah.
When you're just here at the adult table with us adults, just talking normally, you don't need to strike that with me. I'm not doing that thing. But there are people out there who think you purposely gave up 279 yards on the ground yesterday to mess with the Bills. for next week.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah, Felger, that's what it was all. Belichick sending him a Trojan horse.
it's preposterous.
No, it is preposterous. People feel that way. People feel that way. But let me tell you what. If I'm the Patriots, I bait the Bills into running because they don't want to run, right?
Correct.
I mean, they don't want to do it.
Yeah, they can't.
And that's been their big criticism up there. They just can't. Or is Daboll trying to get a head coaching job himself? He's trying to show how fancy he is by putting Josh Allen back there 45 times a game.
Could be that.
They should try to be more balanced, because if you try to win that game solely by having Josh Allen throw 45 times, you're going to lose.
Yeah, this will be assuming that all of Buffalo's players are healthy. This will be a test of the Patriots' pass defense like they haven't seen, right? I mean, you know, there are a lot of different guys. I don't know if Allen is what I would call a precision passer, but he's better than a lot of these other bums they've faced.
No, no. Well, I mean, we have all week to talk about the Bills. I don't want to go too far into it, but play back, see if Daboll and Josh Allen can be patient enough to hand the ball off and check it down and do that thing. And, you know, who knows if Allen has gotten there or not. But that's for a later time. We are still perseverating over yesterday's action. We'll continue with your calls on it right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Oh, he is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt. He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to believe.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Foreman now, the tailback, takes the handoff. Sprints through a big hole left side across the 35, 40. He's running past Patriots with the ball knocked out. It's loose and recovered by Jalen Mills. Foreman was in the open field, sprinting across the 40 of New England. The ball punched out from behind, and Jalen Mills recovered inside the near boundary in front of the Titans bench at the New England 37-yard line.
What a run, but what a heads-up play on the punch out by J.C. Jackson.
J.C. Jackson,
money play,
right hand jab to come down on the football and force it free from Foreman.
As a play of the game, man, as a J.C. Jackson strip?
I think so, because, and look, I know what you're talking about, that, and there were a lot of them, I guess, in the first half into the third quarter. You know, you talked about the missed touchdown pass that Tannehill had down by the goal line, then they missed the field goal. But in spite of all that, it was 16-13. 16-13 in the third quarter, and the Patriots score. They go up 19-13. Here comes Tennessee again, and they fumble.
I mean, to me, that was the play of the game.
On your side of the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And then even though the Patriots didn't get on and score, they punted and pinned him at the 11. Tennessee couldn't get out of there. And so once they went up two touchdowns, I went, Tennessee's not going to come back. They can't score.
All right, we are continuing with your reaction to it. Here's Ryan in Florida. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What do you got?
Quick question for you, Mark. You want to say that Mac Jones is dink and dunks and screens and all the wide receivers and everybody do the yak after, right? What did Brady do for most of his career?
Oh, a lot of that early.
Exactly. So why you see what I'm saying? Why is there a problem with that?
Why is there a problem with that, Jim?
Well, there ultimately isn't. I'd appreciate the narrative that it's 2001 all over again, and people are making this more than it is with this kid's performance. He was good. He was good-ish yesterday. Fine. I gave him a C. People get offended by a C.
That's good-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. Bad is a D. Real bad's an F. C's good-ish. C, C+. You want me to give him a C+? I'll give him a C+.
B. This is a B game.
Okay.
I think B is average in this day and age. A little bit better than average. B.
I mean, you got to give him credit for putting the ball in the end zone. And I understand the second one was, you know, 90% Kendrick Bourne. The first one was a great ball.
Terrific.
The first, yeah, absolutely. Those little fades, he's good with that.
Yeah, terrific play on both sides. Bourne made a good catch, too.
How about the deep crosser to Jacoby Myers at the safety jumped and could have had? Is that a good throw? Good catch? Should have been intercepted? Bad play by the defense? Where are you on that one, Murray?
Bad play by Kevin Byard, the safety. He timed it incorrectly. That should have been picked.
I don't remember the play.
To me, it was a great catch. And you got to remember the play. Go back and watch it. It was a big play. You were there at the game, right?
Yeah.
It was a deep crosser over the middle, first half. Myers sort of climbed the ladder, almost got it with one hand. The safety was there, kind of jumped it, just missed it. I thought it was a decent throw. I thought it was kind of good all around. Like, I thought the throw was good. I thought it was a great catch by Myers. And I think the safety could have made a better play on it, but instinctively sort of got in there and could have made a play and didn't. It was just, I don't know. I give Mac Jones credit for a good throw on that. Probably better catch.
Ask Bedard about that one tomorrow.
Okay, I certainly will. I'll read you Bedard. I'll read you. Bedard's definitely on your side of the fence on this one. Bishop in the car. Go ahead, Bishop.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Murray. Dink and dunk offense, call it what you want. I prefer death by 1,000 paper cuts. Still gets the job done. Mac 10, baby, the silent assassin. The Pats are back.
Okay. That second part of your call, but the first part, yes, dink and dunk, paper cuts, whatever. Like, that's sort of what I had in mind. That's what I had in mind for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Sure.
That's what I had in mind for them to transition this thing, whether it be Andy Dalton or any other of the scrubby quarterbacks we've talked about there.
Brian Hoyer.
For over a year, Brian Hoyer. Exactly, Jim. Thank you. but any of those guys, like, that's what I thought. And the majority of the plays that Mac Jones made yesterday, anyone could have made. Which I'm fine with. Like, this is what I thought it was going to be.
But for a rookie, like, the way that they have built this thing, and as well as the defense has played, like, he has no panic in him. Like, I'll give him that. Like, that and his toughness are his best two attributes. That's maybe the best thing you can ask for a young quarterback. For him to be that poised in his rookie year, like, that's great.
Yeah, the only part I disagree with you on, you say that a lot of guys could do it, is I think this kid has the acumen. In other words, he knows where the throw is going to be.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of guys that they bring in, or that, you know, the league brings in, that don't know where the throw is going to be. Maybe that's coaching. And I don't doubt that coaching is a big part of it. But I do think his decision-making also, for the most part, is getting a little bit better. Like, when he missed Henry early in the game in the end zone, he missed that throw outside by a mile. He said, I'm not going to put this in a spot where it even has any chance of getting picked. I'm basically going to throw it out of bounds. And if something crazy happens on the sideline, and you know, but there was no chance of that play. But it was the right miss. It was the right miss. And I thought was, you know, because the play wasn't there.
So when I say that anyone could make, I'm talking specifically the throw,
yeah, right,
in a vacuum.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Like the throw itself, but all the other stuff, you're right. He's probably ahead of a lot of these guys that I've talked about. He's certainly ahead of them at the age that he's ahead of them. So whether that's pre-snap or at the line or the decision-making in general or, you know, all that other stuff, you're right, because there's more than just the throw. But the throws themselves, a lot of them aren't really that high-end or high difficulty, which I think that is, you can get away with that in the league for a lot of it. Now, ultimately, you're going to get games where you've got to put it in a tight window and a big spot and make a play. Like, obviously, it's hard to go the whole way just doing that. But you can go pretty far just doing that. You really can. And it just shows you how, well, how bad the roster was last year and how bad Cam Newton is that he couldn't even just do that. Steven, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Steve. Steven.
Hey, my quick question for Murray. Why are you still so hung up on Tom Brady? He was the greatest quarterback. He is the greatest quarterback. But he's gone now. He's not here. You work for a Boston sports show. We just don't get why you're still hung up on it. Thank you.
Because that's the side I chose. I picked Brady. You people picked Belichick. And here we are.
Well, can I answer for you? Or, you know, can I contribute?
Sure. Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah, Murray, he's not here anymore.
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for you without your permission.
Put in your two cents, please.
The second thing about this being a Boston sports show, blow that out your ass. Like, what? Do you want, like, a fan club? Like, you want fan club radio? Like, that's just not what you're going to get here. So, you got to support the teams because you're a Boston radio show. No, we don't. Not our job. Not our job description, not the show we want to do, nor will we ever do it. So, no. The first thing, why is Murray still on the side that he's on and carrying on the way he's carrying on?
Yeah, Murray, why?
Do you know what the answer is, caller? You. You're the answer. And the obnoxiousness of the Boston sports fan probably gets Murray's back up. His original plan was a year. I'll be with Brady for the first year, and then I'll come back, and all things will be equal. But you people were probably such babies about the thing that Murray said, okay, well, if that's the way you're going to play it, then I'm getting in the sandbox too, and I'm going to be just as big a baby as you, and I'm not going to come back. So F you.
Yeah, I'm staying.
So that, I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Pretty accurate, yeah. You drew first blood, not me. Yeah, I mean, that's what it came down to.
It's your fault. I was ready to go. Take the win, year one. It's over now. We move on, but you didn't want to. So, Murray, you brought me back in. That's what happened, right?
Yeah, you know, Murray, we kind of enjoyed it with you on the other side. Good, I'm not coming back. Fine. F you. Is that how you feel? Good.
Meanwhile, is there another big money cornerback playing his way out of New England? We'll discuss after Big Jim gets you updated.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He works from the gun. Hilliard to his right. Two receivers and a tight end left. And now Swain motions to the right alongside Westbrook Akinia. Play fake by Tannehill. Rolling right. Throws to the back of the end zone. Tipped by Van Noy. Intercepted by Jackson. Kyle Van Noy again dropping in coverage. Or was it McCourty? Saw the white sleeves go up and bat the football. Jackson came away with the interception for the Patriots.
Mr. Right Place.
And again, J.C. Jackson with the pick. And the pass deflected by Devin McCourty. He was the Patriot in the white sleeves with the deflection and an assist to J.C. Jackson.
That's where they practice.
So J.C. Jackson with another big play. Two biggest turnovers of the day. Authored by him, the strip sack. I don't mean the strip sack. The strip on the long run. And then the interception in the back of the end zone. And Maz, it's sort of obvious that J.C. Jackson's number, his salary, his cost continues to go up every play that he makes. The bigger the number. Which I think Bill Belichick is long since came to realize himself. Which is why a comment he made after the game might speak to that in a backhanded way. I heard it too, Maz. I thought the exact same thing. But you pointed out in our email this morning when Bill was asked about that interception or that play, he went through a description of McCourty being there and whatnot. And then he got to this part about J.C. Jackson. Go ahead.
J.C.'s, you know, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
You leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
Okay, so immediately when I hear it put in that context and in those terms, I say, you leave any trash, he'll take it. Implying that he didn't make the play, you just made a mistake. You left your trash out there, he went through it and he took it. It's what he always does. As if to say, yeah, the interceptions, it looks like a big number, but it's really just bad plays on the other side.
And
I mean, you know.
It's not just that. How many interceptions has he had who've been deflected by other people?
Well, so that, I was just going to say that too, right, exactly. McCourty tipped that. McCourty really made the play.
But it's like at least three or four.
So McCourty tipped that one.
There was like Daron Harmon.
Yeah. There was one on the sideline at the end of one of these games. He almost bought Brack for a pick six. He just stepped out of bounds, but it was deflected by somebody else. I think, how many picks does he have?
Seven.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Seven picks.
J.C.'s, you know, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
So I think that, you know, of the seven, two or three at least have been deflected. And what Bill is saying is that the team is making the play and the ball's bouncing to him. He's just picking up loose change. And that's exactly what the undercurrent of that comment was, Maz. Exactly.
Yeah, again, to me it was like, you know, I as soon as I heard it, I said, they're not going to pay this guy. Bill's going to let him go, and then he's going to use the argument, oh, it's team defense. Guys are popping the ball in the air, and he happens to be the one catching it.
So, but doesn't the fact, Maz, because what does Bill think? What does Bill think at that position?
Oh, I can make you.
I'll find the next guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I made the guy before you, even though he didn't with Stephon Gilmore, but I'm just telling you the way Bill's mind thinks. I made the guy before you, and I made the guy before him, Malcolm Butler, and I resurrected the guy before him, Darrell Revis, and I resurrected the guy before him, Aqib Talib, and I made the guy before him, Asante Samuel, and I got the guy before him, his last big contract, Ty Law, and he'll just go down the line and say,
I once took Troy Brown and made him a cornerback, and he was getting interceptions.
He treats it like he treats cornerback.
Yeah.
It's like it's the system. It's the defense, and you rack up all the numbers.
I've seen the likes of you, and I'll see the likes of you again, and I don't have to pay you, because when you leave, I'll get another one of you, and he'll be the next one to pick up the trash that me and my defense leaves behind, and I ain't going to pay you guys. He's only paid one of them. He paid Stephon Gilmore to get here, and the only reason he did that is because he didn't want to pay Malcolm Butler to stay here. It was used as leverage against Malcolm Butler, and in the course of it, he nailed it. He was a great player. And he did not make Stephon Gilmore, but he did raise his profile. I mean, Stephon Gilmore was a really good defensive player in Buffalo where he was getting killed on a weekly basis. And so I think Bill and the Patriots elevated Stephon Gilmore. Didn't make him the player that he was. But I think that he can make the claim that he made Malcolm Butler and has made J.C. Jackson, and I'll just make the next one. So the only path I see, so I do not see the, you know, whatever the, you know, whatever the top cornerback contract is in the history of the NFL, that's what J.C. Jackson's going to be in line for. Not that he's the greatest ever. It's just that it's timing, right? So whatever Ramsey got or these guys got, he's going to be asking for it. And who knows, maybe he'll get it. I don't see any chance of that here. But the franchise tag is 1 year for a guaranteed average of the top five at the position, which is probably around 15 million, 15, 16, 17, probably somewhere in there. And so here's, if I look into my Patriots contract crystal ball, they franchise him. He holds out, and we're right back where we started, what was Stephon Gilmore, where he's not reporting or faking an injury or something like this. And this is where I think this is
at. Oh, great. No, this is what everybody wants is another holdout. So I just, can we play it one more time?
Okay. Please,
like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. It's really a shot at J.C. Jackson.
Do you want to play the whole thing? So we have the whole long comment. We'll put it in context. I don't know if this makes it better or worse. If it makes it better, I'm sorry. I apologize then. Well, I mean, let's just hear the full thing in fairness because we are fair.
Devin McCourty, can you talk about his leadership? He made a big play there. Oh, ninja. There. How big has he been for you these six games during his streak here?
Well, it's been big for us for 13 years or whatever it's been. So, yeah, Devin gives us great leadership, a lot of confidence back there in the secondary, make great adjustments and, helps it helps get some things straightened out when they give us different formations and looks and splits and so forth. So, he's a very aware player, has a good understanding of the defenses. Any player I've ever coached in the secondary, he really knows what everybody's doing and can make quick decisions on the field. It's not just know what to do, but, can be decisive and do the right thing. It was a great play. It's a very similar play he had in the Cleveland game. Where he tipped it and almost got it on the over route. Similar type play, but yeah, really, really well played and kept it alive. JC's, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
So it makes it worse.
It worse. I like it.
Quite a juxtaposition between how he talked about Devin McCourty. Oh, no, he's the smart one. He can adjust plays. It's almost like having a coach on the field. Oh, JC, that's the trash man.
Oh, it's a total shot. It is. You leave your trash laying around, he'll pick it up. He'll pick it up. You put your junk out on the curb, those old, TVs, mattresses, grills, coffee tables. You put them out there for free, JC will grab it. He'll put it on his patio.
But he's, it's futile. So it's like this is the beginning of the negotiation. Well, my client has 9 interceptions. Yeah, 4 of them were deflected off the safety.
Or, exactly.
He was picking up loose change. What are you talking about?
Trash.
Trash
should be working for waste management.
Or when he's holding out and they won't pay him, it's like, why won't you pay him? Well, all he did was pick up loose change that the defense created for him. I mean, what? They've already begun. It's begun.
Oh, yeah. No. Trash. Trash. He used the word trash.
It started before the season. Bert Breer reported they had a discussion of a possible extension before the season, but they were so far apart on both sides, it immediately dissolved.
There it is. Another great play. Another garbage interception.
To me, it is, here comes a franchise tag. Does he play under it, or does he wildcat strike? Whatever. Like, this is where I feel it's destined to.
Yeah, this is why they grabbed the kid in Baltimore. Like, they want to get him into the operation for a year, get him all groomed and ready to go, so you can tell J.C. Jackson to go sift through someone else's garbage.
But quickly, would you pay J.C. Jackson Jalen Ramsey money?
No.
No.
He's not that guy.
No,
so
not,
like,
not Jalen Ramsey money, no, but I would pay him.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Would you pay him? Would you make him one of the top 5 highest paid corners ever? Because that's probably what it's going to take.
My instinct is no.
Of course not.
My instinct is no. I'll tell you, this would be a good game, too, for him. Last time they played Buffalo, Stephon Diggs torched him.
Okay, but before you say, but do you give Bill any deference at that position to come up with the next guy?
Yes.
Because he's on a run here where they've pretty much had a guy now for about 10 straight years.
Took him a while to get to Aqib Talib.
Yep.
Right? There was a big gap there. There was a big gap there, and it took him a while to get to Aqib Talib. But it does feel like once he got to that point.
Talib, Revis, Butler, Gilmore, Jackson.
Pretty good. Yeah. It feels like once he got to that stage that he acknowledged, okay, I've gone too far. So I need a player at that position. I got to go get one. And he went and started with Talib and started to get one again.
All right, back to your phones. Long commercial-free segment is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Mazz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Third down and six from the Tennessee 41. Ball splits the hash marks in a 2x2 set. Jones is back in the pocket. Throws down the middle. Caught by Bourne. Running room to the outside. Ooh. As he carries to the 30.
Oh,
then he's down the sideline. It's 15. Away from a defender. Into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Bourne to run after the catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a move by Bourne. He gets the first down. Sets up the defender. But it's Jacoby Myers on a pillback block that allows him to get to the boundary and tiptoes at about the 18, and it walks in for a touchdown. What a block by Myers.
Maybe the play of the game.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
He's way better than I thought, Kendrick Bourne. Because I was of the belief going into the season, their weakest position was wide receiver. And they didn't utilize him much, but as the season has gone on and as this winning streak has gone on, like when he's a focal part of the offense, or they, you know, Mac Jones actually goes to him, their offense hums. And he's shifty. He's got good hands. He can get up for the ball. Again, look at that first touchdown with the little fade in the end zone, and go back to the Browns game when he gets up for it too. Like he's better than I thought he was.
I feel like he's their most versatile receiver.
Yeah.
Right? Myers is in between the hashes, basically. And Aguilar is outside the hashes, basically. This guy can do it all. And, you know, he made two good plays yesterday. Staying in bounds, both of them. The one in the corner of the end zone was a good catch, as good a throw as it was. And on this play, he stayed in bounds. I didn't know how he stayed in, based on where I was sitting in the stadium yesterday. I told you I was at the game. And so I don't know how he stayed in. Myers' block on that play,
tremendous.
Yeah, and smart. It was smart. He didn't do anything stupid and try to light anybody up or hit him from behind. It was a very subtle, effective kind of block, just kind of bumping the guy out of the way.
Well, there's a rule that you can no longer lay a block while you're facing your own end zone. So they've eliminated these crackback blocks or cutback blocks, whatever you want to call them. And they define it as, if you are facing your own end zone, you can't hit anybody. So you can't block them. But you can sort of just stand there, shield him, whatever. You know what? What I just gave you was more of a technical definition. What Maz said is how they call it, which is, we don't want you lighting up unsuspecting players. Simple as that. Okay, so don't light anybody up that doesn't see it coming. So you just kind of have, and he played it so smartly.
Oh, he really did. I mean, it was subtle. It was subtle. He turned his body, just kind of bumped him from the side and got him out of the way. And it was, you know, how many guys in the league have a chance there and make a bad block and screw the play up?
Of course.
And he didn't do it. And I was just looking this up now because, you know, if you were to say who is their standout receiver, Bourne actually leads them in yardage by 3 yards over Myers. It's close, right? Myers has 17 more catches. But I feel like Bourne is their most versatile weapon in the pass game. Like, he could show up anywhere. They can run him on a reverse. They can run him over the middle. They can run him down the sideline. It could be a screen. Like, you don't know how they're going to use him, and there's great value in that for them.
Okay, back to your phones here as promised. We've got Tim in Attleboro. Hi, Tim.
Hey, you guys, I got 2.25 points real quick. This backs up Jim Murray. Why would they have Tampa Bay, like yesterday, head-to-head with the Patriots? Every week I have a Tampa Bay because Tom and Gronk are there. That's why that proves Murray's theory about Tom. Second thing, Trent Brown was a monster yesterday. And one other thing, I wish Mac Jones had a little better pocket awareness that he would run out to the right or left instead of just holding onto the ball. And then he gets sacked.
Well, there's a couple of, I'm just going to stop you. There are a couple of those where the
pressure comes from the second level clean, and he should be able to see it from a mile away, and he still takes a sack. So that is sort of frustrating in that in this league nowadays, most everyone can sort of run out of that, and he doesn't run out of it. Now, he can stand in there and still make a play on the first touchdown he did. Guy comes off the edge, holds his water, makes the throw, but he's not going to run his way out of it, which makes your guy different than most. I have no idea what you're talking about with Tampa Bay and Brady and Gronk. None.
No. What's the? Do you think that that? Because again, that's two straight games now. This and the Falcons game, where you're seeing safety blitzes, corner blitzes, where they're getting to him. Is that the offensive line has to be part of that too, right? Like how they're scheming it.
Trent Brown. So I didn't know it was Trent Brown really yesterday. They didn't run the ball for squad.
No, me neither.
And so I don't know if that was a real dominant day for Trent Brown. But
I felt like they got outplayed on both lines.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rare to win a game like that when you get outplayed on both lines. And I think it's because Tennessee just didn't have any skill players.
John in Charlestown. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. Murray, I love you. You're awesome. Stay there. I'm with you. Now, I want to tell you my agenda. I was a 50-50 guy. All of this stuff, this Belichick worship suddenly, it's just making me sick. But I was a 50-50 guy when Brady left. I was like, let's give it a shot. 50 Bill, 50 Tom. Seems reasonable. And then the debacle of last season with, like, going in with Stidham until Newton showed up, then going in with Newton with no answers, signing him again. So I went 150 Brady minus 50 Belichick. I am now at 90 Brady, 10 Belichick, and I'm working my way back. However, for me, there's two Bills. I've said this for over a year. There's Bill the coach, and he's the greatest of all time. And Bill the coach, believing him being that good, makes Bill the GM the worst, the most despicable. He goes after his best players over and over again. He does this to an insulting point, just like you just made the point with J.C. Jackson and what he said. He went after Vinatieri. We went after Seymour. Disrespect. He went with Mankins, who's not the player Seymour is. Ty Law. You name them all. These are all Hall of Fame type players. And he has contempt for them as a GM. He doesn't like them. And that's why I'm with Murray. And I will be with Murray unless he wins the Super Bowl with a rookie. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Godspeed, John. Great call.
I mean, look, Brady set the bar. So until... if or until Bill does that, he's lost the argument. And Bill's made a hell of a comeback and certainly put himself in the running and has made it a conversation again, which I'm thankful for. He's really made it a conversation. But if he really wants to answer, he has to go all the way like Brady did.
Yeah. He doesn't have to do it just this year, though.
No.
Yeah.
Like I said, I define it as while Brady's still playing. If he gets one while Brady's still active in the NFL, then I think he matches him. And now we're back to 50-50, and it's a debate.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But this turnaround is crazy, like that happened this fast. Like how last year played out. And usually, typically, when you spend all this kind of money in the offseason, yeah, how many times have people laughed, dumb Broncos? You know, you've brought this up before, dumb Jets, teams that spend all that money. Like, no, it's all paid off. Even Jalen Mills had a good game yesterday.
Talk about picking yourself up off the mat for Bill.
Steven in Boston. Go ahead, Steven.
So calling about Kendrick Bourne, didn't know anything about him coming into the season, but I think the Patriots have finally found a playmaker. This kid has a lot of speed, is tough on the ball, goes over the middle, and, the fact that, he is just finally the playmaker that you need. San Francisco had him. I never saw him play that much. He's averaging 15 points. He's already has 623 yards.
What does that mean he's averaging 15 points? Sorry to get frustrated.
Yeah, for my fantasy team.
David in Holden. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I did call to talk about Mac Jones, but it was interesting listening earlier talking about all of the excuses other teams make or excuses you're making for other teams that the Patriots beat. If the Patriots were short players because of injury and such and they were getting beat, we'd say, hey, that's part of the game. But getting on...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, but Dave, you're right. You've just put it wrong. If the Pats were short all sorts of bodies and they were losing, Mazen Murray would show up on Monday and rip the crap out of the Patriots. They wouldn't give him any break. But now that the Titans are the team that's getting ripped, it's like, nah, the Patriots win doesn't count because the Titans weren't fully loaded. So it's not exactly fair, which is where we began the program.
You don't know that. So if they lost to Buffalo and they're without Harris, Henry, Smith, Myers, Stevenson, and the Bills win by 20, I'm going to come in and be like, well, they still should have won that game. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you'd rip the Patriots. Of course you would.
Oh, no, I know, but fans would take the high road.
I'm not talking to fans. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you guys, which is where we began today.
Yeah, the caller said we would be saying, well, they still have to win the game. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You'd be whining about the fact that you had no players.
We would. Felger and Maz would.
Look, all I'm telling you is this. Tennessee had no skill players. Okay, they had none. And so the defense, I don't give the defense a lot of credit yesterday. I don't. Sorry. I'm still not totally convinced that they'll hold up against a high-level offense. We'll see. We'll see what it looks like on Monday. Again, presuming that Buffalo actually has their players. Let's see how that one shakes out. Because, I don't know, Josh Allen's liable to step off a curb and break an ankle this week with the way things have been going for the Patriots lately. This reminds me of 2011. When they face this succession of suckbag backup quarterbacks week in and week out. Do you remember that? Tyler Palko.
Yes, I do.
Vince Young. It was one stiff after the next.
Dan Orlovsky, Rex Grossman.
This isn't as bad. This isn't as bad.
I got to think
this isn't
that.
As bad.
I'm with Mike on this. It's not.
This isn't as bad. You may not like Ryan Tannehill. He's not Tyler Palko. Okay? This isn't as bad. Your Baker Mayfield went to the divisional round last year. Ryan Tannehill went to the AFC title game 2 years ago, the playoffs last year. Like, come on. Be fair.
Oh, and the quarterbacks.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I'm just talking about the players that have been missing. Nick Chubb was out. Jarvis Landry's running around on one leg. In this game, you're missing Brown. You're missing Julio Jones. You're missing Derrick Henry. It's like a Pro Bowl roster, for crying out loud, in this game. So they've caught some breaks. They've had some breaks. That's all. And again, I will accept Danny from Quincy's assessment when he says that, look, to win, you got to have some breaks too. Absolutely. I would still want to see it against Buffalo on Monday.
Okay. What they're saying, when I say they, I mean these guys, our buddies in the media, what are they saying about the Patriots today after that win yesterday and six straight and now a game out of first in the AFC and all of this? We'll do that after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.